Good morning. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Haim Goodman-Strauss.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Haim. We're going to talk a little math.
Oh, yeah.
Because last week, you introduced us to some very compact ways of describing
mind-blowingly large numbers. That's right.
Numbers that would, if you wrote them out the way they should be represented, there isn't enough time to write them.
Mm-hmm.
So you gave us
should be is a little loaded. I mean, this is okay. This is how they should be written down.
Oh, okay. You're right. I don't want to be a digitist.
That's great, a digitist. Yes, you should not be a digitist.
And what you showed us is these up arrows could represent exponential growth.
That's right. Well, super exponential. So we have addition, that's the first operation, and then multiplication is just repeated addition.
Shorthand for addition.
That's right. So 3 times 4, it really is just shorthand for 3 plus 4.
Oh, 3 plus 3 plus 3 plus 3.
That's right.
But if you put 3x4, that's the same thing.
That's right.
Quicker way to do it.
That's right. So similarly, 3 to the fourth power, say 3 up arrow 4, is 3 times 3 times 3 times 3. Was that 4 threes? It should be 4 threes. And then in the same way, we can just repeat this. So we have addition, multiplication, up arrow, and then double up arrow is repeated exponentiation. So 3 double up arrow 4 is 3 to the 3 to the 3 to the third power, which is a huge, huge number. It's basically 3 to the some billions of or something like that. Big.
Can't comprehend it.
Big number. And then, well, we can have repeated whatever that was called. So we can have 3 up arrows. So 3 triple up arrow 4. We had a little bit of trouble even really describing what that was last week. That is 3 double up arrow 3, double up arrow 3, and so on. So now last week's question was, what was
the answer to
2 followed by 20 up arrows 2?
And you said this is something we can come up with.
It is something.
And I don't know how, because you're going 2 times 2.
Well, now think about it.
Okay.
What is 2 triple up arrow 2?
2 triple up arrow 2.
So that's a tower of twos, 2 to the second to the second to the second, some number of times. But the whole key is, how tall is that tower of twos? So 2 double up arrow 2 is 2 raised to the second power to the second power, but not quite. It's only 2 twos in that tower. That's the meaning of the double up arrow notation. It's 2 up arrow 2, up arrow 2, up arrow 2, but there's 2 twos in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tower that's 2 tall, so it's 2 squared. That's all it is.
Oh, so it's 4. Squared.
It's 4, right. And just in the same way that 2 to the second power is a repeated multiplication, but how many things are in the multiplication? It's 2 times 2.
Right.
It's 2 twos.
Right.
And 2 times 2 is just 2 repeated plus, plus, plus,
right.
But with 2 twos, so it's 2 plus 2. So they're all, that's 4. 2 plus 2 is 4. 2 times 2
is 4.
Is 4.
So then
2 followed by 20 up arrows 2 is just repeated 2 with 19 up arrows 2 where there's 2 twos.
So it's just
2 with 19 up arrow 2s. And then 2 19 up arrow 2s is just 2 repeated up arrow 18 up arrows 2 with
so it's, twice. It's going to be 4.
Yeah, well, but let me do it all. We have 17 up arrows to go.
but now if you trade the 2 for a 3, you were going just 1
oh,
up.
Oh, gosh, don't do that. That's dangerous, because now we've got astronomical numbers. 3 double up arrow 3 was big. 3 triple up arrow was so big we couldn't.
But 3 with 20 arrows 3.
It's amazing, yeah.
So on one scale, we've gone up just 1, 2 to 3. But when you start talking about the super exponentiality of it, so if you went 4 20 arrows.
Yeah, you couldn't.
If you went 100 20 arrows, 100.
No.
Okay.
Bad news. But here's just a little aside. What is 1 followed by as many up arrows?
1.
Oh, yes, exactly right.
Yeah.
Good.
That's what I love about 1. 1 is the most consistent, simple, sensible number. Three Dog Night said it was a lonely number, but it makes sense.
Okay. Are you ready for what hitherto, until just this last January, was the largest number ever used for any actual mathematical use?
Yes, I am.
You are. Are you psyched up? Because
I am.
This was actually a version of this was sent in as the to our $1 million giveaway contest a few weeks ago.
Right. Now I'm hoping this has a name, because I love it when there's a name.
It's called Graham's Number.
Graham's Number.
And the only way to really write it down is involving not even this super exponential notation. That's not even quite right. You have to actually write down a little program or something that mm-hmm. can use this. So here we go. Are you ready?
I'm going to write this down.
Okay. We're going to write down a sequence of numbers.
Okay.
And Graham's number is the 64th number in this sequence. Okay. We're not going to write down all 64, but we'll get just describe how the sequence works.
Okay.
And this was actually used in a real mathematical problem.
Okay.
There was a question that was kind of related to our guests at a party question a couple of months ago. And the question was, well, how big of a party, so to speak, did you need to have such and such a thing happen? Right. And Graham's number was basically an upper bound. It said, okay, if you have at least this number of people, so to speak, then such and such would have happened. But it was just an upper bound because the actual minimal number of people was potentially much smaller.
Gotcha.
You know what it was? The actual number that Graham's number was bounding was just 6. That was the actual answer. But Graham's number was proven first. It was a bound. And that, at least knowing it was bounded was a real mathematical result.
And it's 64 numbers long?
No. It's the 64th number in the following sequence.
Okay.
So we start off with 3 and 4 up arrows 3.
Oh, my.
That's the first number in the sequence.
3, up arrow.
Up arrow, up arrow, up arrow 3.
Okay.
Now, as we just said, we had
that's
trouble.
That's the first number.
That's the first.
Even though there are 5, 6 symbols there, it's just one number.
Just a number. And we had trouble just describing what 3, triple up arrow 3 was. So forget it. Forget it, you know. So now what we do next is we take. And each time we take 3 and then some number of up arrows 3, and guess how many up arrows we put in there? It's the previous number.
Well, you can't do that.
Well, but we can write down what we just said.
Okay. So how would you write that?
So we write, well, there's different ways, but one way, you know, just kind of hint at it would be 3 and then up arrow dot 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 up arrow, and just sort of a little arrow saying, you know, well, we put in so many.
In this space would be.
Yeah, if we could write them.
Right.
So it's 3 followed by some staggering number of up arrows, 3. That's the second number. And then, of course, the third number is 3, some number of up arrows. Well, the number of up arrows is whatever the last number was, 3. And, you know, it's just lifted off into total incomprehensibility. And the 64th number, you do this 64 times, and that is Graham's number.
So there is no way to explain this number other than calling it Graham's number, really.
Well, you know, one thing you could
do. But I mean, I'm typing an email to a friend and I want to refer to this number.
Remarkably, though, you can write a very, very short computer program that says everything I just said. So in in just BASIC or any kind of language, you can write down a computer program that in principle could compute Graham's number. And the program itself could be very, very short, maybe a couple of weeks ago, I tried it and got, I think, to about 100 symbols without really much effort. Now, of course, the computer program couldn't actually run. It would take, you know, vastly much more than the universe can hold in time and space and matter. And
who knows what we're going to be 100 years from now.
but the description of this number, even in that formal rigorous way, is very, very compact. So even though it's a huge number, it can be written in a very, very tight manner. Now, but we're still not done.
Oh,
next week, we're going to have an even vastly bigger number than that that's just so as incomprehensible as this was compared to, say, 1. Next week's number is incomprehensibly bigger than Graham's number.
Now, can Graham's number help us split the atom? Or?
No. And that's actually, you know, that's a good point. That's why I became a mathematician.
Is because
I didn't want to get into trouble.
You didn't want to split the atom.
No, not at all.
You just wanted to.
Now, you know, we should say something about Ron Graham.
Oh, who Graham's number is named after.
Right. So Ron Graham, not only is he a world famous, prominent mathematician, very, very important guy, but he's also a trapeze artist and a world famous juggler, too.
You are telling the truth.
I am.
He's a juggler, trapeze artist, and has come up with the second largest number that's ever been used in a practical manner.
Lots more than that. I mean, his mathematical reputation is colossal.
Wow,
very
Ron
interesting
Graham.
Guy. So, yeah, look him up. On the web. Graham.
Okay. Wow. See? The myths were busting about mathematicians, that there are all these guys with green shades on.
Oh, yeah. But we are kind of adding to a myth, I guess I should say. You know, people might get the idea, well, what do mathematicians actually do? We don't think about large numbers for the most part. This is just a sideline.
This is
some people think, well, you know, that's mathematicians just sit around trying to think of bigger and bigger numbers. Not so. What I mean, one way to understand what mathematicians do is we sit around coming up and solving puzzles.
All right.
That's really what it's all about.
And from that, we get the Golden Gate Bridge.
Somehow, by magic, right. I should point out. So from my point of view, it's by magic.
Okay. From my point of view, when I'm driving over it, I hope it's not magic. Haim, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you. And hey, don't forget to check out our website, mathfactor.uark.edu. You can write us at mathfactor@uark.edu, UARK. And next week, we'll have the largest number ever used for anything.
Boy,
period.
I cannot wait.
I can't wait either.
Haim Goodman Strauss is a math professor at the University of Arkansas, regular visitor to Sunday, Ozarks at Large.
I only thought of this later, but this week's challenge, of course, should be to write down a computer program in the language of your choice that's as short as possible, that in principle, given enough time and memory, could spit out Graham's number. I think it'd be perfectly fair to assume that things are set up so that you can store and use and do arithmetic on numbers that are as large as you please. We'll answer this one on the webpage, mathfactor.uark.edu. See you next week.